welcome once again to naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next few minutes, lots of great information to improve the quality, not only of your health, but the quality of your life. Turning things to a situation where you have the energy you're looking for, the health and immune support that you're looking for, and overall the ability to accomplish in a day all of the fun things that you want to do. I spoke recently about sleep apnea and the issues associated with sleep apnea, the dangers associated with having been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Well, there's more information here. So first, the bad news, and then I'll give you some good news, some of the easy to change situations that may very much lead to a better night's sleep. So many times the way that people find out that they are dealing with sleep apnea is very, very significant snoring. And there's a new study that's saying that heavy snoring and the sleep apnea, that may contribute to early memory loss. So, hey, if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, and you're starting to experience those, quote, senior moments, unquote, if you're experiencing some of those issues, if you miss an appointment because you forgot to make a note of it in your calendar, if you are just missing some of those tiny little details that need to be recalled to make life easy, well, this is the discussion for you. There was a study of 2,500 people, 55 to 90, and those who were dealing with the nighttime breathing issues were diagnosed with cognitive impairment 10 years earlier, and some cases of dementia 5 years earlier than those people who experienced a sound night's sleep. And typically what there are some different technological approaches, I'm referring to CPAP, to address breathing disorders while you're sleeping. And when that change of delivering oxygen on a continuous basis, when that happened, then the potential for developing any kind of memory issues, cognitive impairment, dementia, all of that declined very significantly. And so we know that not being able to sleep properly, not being able to arise from a good night's sleep, all of those things take a toll on your heart, your circulatory system, and now we know on your brain with regard to cognitive impairment. Okay, so here are some ways that you might find helpful in turning a sleep issue around into a non-issue. There are many, many different apps that you can get for your phone that are able to track sleep patterns. They're able to identify the quality of the sleep, so the sleep that you are going in to all of the different levels of sleep, and you're cycling those different levels in proper sequence and proper timing all through the night. So you find out about the quality of your sleep. And then there are even apps that will potentially identify areas of trouble that you can then focus on to correct. Here's a suggestion, and boy, do I know about this one, based on some of the clients that I've worked with, and particularly one client. Avoid caffeine, and the recommendation in general is avoid caffeine late in the day. And I'm going to say, possibly, if you're caffeine sensitive, you might avoid caffeine completely. And so you can have herb teas, you can have decaffeinated green tea, decaffeinated black tea, and water processed decaffeinated coffee. And I'm going to say you might consider having a caffeine-free existence. So the caffeine-free, you must, if you're someone who drinks caffeinated coffee or caffeinated tea every day, you must very, very slowly wean yourself off. Doing a caffeine withdrawal abruptly sets you up for horrible, really, really bad headache and possibly nausea. You know, it is a very, very unpleasant situation. Okay, so getting rid of the caffeine, you may see, makes a whole big difference in the quality and restfulness of your sleep. You want to make sure that you have a very dark room. Very important that there is no light shining in your eyes and no significant ambient light in your room. The other suggestion is make sure that you get rid of TVs, computers, iPads, iPhones, and any of those things that have a significantly bright light to them. It's very important that you begin to reduce the intensity of light around you. I'm going to say in the range of about an hour before you're going to attempt to get to sleep. One of the suggestions that I make very frequently to my clients is stop drinking copious amounts of fluids by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you sometimes you see, oh, don't drink too much before you go to bed. For those people who have multiple nighttime trips to the bathroom, make sure you stop drinking significant amounts of fluids by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And people sometimes roll their eyes at me and I say, well, I'm not saying that you can't have anything to drink. I'm saying that you can have sips of fluids, not very, very large quantities. So you might want to restrict yourself to 3 ounces here and there, and for sure stop consuming liquids by 8 o'clock in the evening. You want to make sure that you create a routine. So you might think about having a warm bath or shower. Remember that having that warm bath or shower, raising your body temperature in the evening before bed, can very much mean a boost to the release of melatonin. So you might have a lavender fragranced soap. You can do a number of different things to create a very, very nice routine before you get into bed. The other part of having a routine is to try to go to bed at the same time, night after night after night. Have a routine, something that you do that's relaxing, a bath, a soothing cup of tea. Chamomile tea is a very good suggestion, sleepy time tea, and be sure to try to get into bed at the same time, night after night. And one more suggestion is it's very good to have a little something to eat before you go to bed, because many of the people that I talk to, one of the reasons they awaken at night is unstable blood sugar, and their blood sugar tends to drop. When your blood sugar drops, you can awaken with a jolt. So if you have a very little snack, very light snack, it could be a very small bit of good quality organic or imported cheese. It might be a little bit of organic plain yogurt. You don't want the yogurt with the fruit and the sugar and the flavor and all of that, because once again, that sugar has the potential for creating the sugar instability that ultimately will wake you up. Then you might think about possibly a slice of turkey, a full-boiled egg, organic, of course, and if that's too much, just half of a boiled egg. All of those suggestions can be very, very stabilizing to your blood sugar and allow you to stay asleep for the whole night. A very soft little rice cracker with some almond butter is a good suggestion. Then you have to know that there are so many wonderful items that you can use to make sure that you fall asleep nicely and stay asleep. Jarro Sleep Optimizer. It's fabulous combination of all the ingredients that will help you help your muscles to relax and your brain to relax and allow you to have a restful night's sleep. The amino acid theanine, which is extracted from green tea, is very, very soothing and calming and very much appropriate to use at bedtime. The mineral magnesium, muscle relaxing and overall very relaxing, leading to, again, a very, very nice night's sleep. The amino acid GABA, very helpful. Passion flower herb, possibly rhodiola. Those are some of the herbs that are just wonderful to achieve a good night's sleep. In some of the sleep formulas, you'll see things such as hops and wild lettuce. There are so many very, very nice formulas and homeopathic formulas that are extremely efficient. And one of the ways that I suggest people might consider using a homeopathic sleep formula would be keep that homeopathic right next to your bedside table and have two, or the recommended dose from whatever product you've chosen, have them right there on your night table. And if you awaken in the middle of the night, you can pop them right into your mouth. You don't need to have water to swallow them with. Those usually are self-dissolving tablets that you don't need to swallow. You just put them on your tongue and let them dissolve. Very interesting, because there was one study that said if you lowered your thermostat by just a few degrees, sleeping in a cooler temperature means that you improve the quality of your sleep. So those are some tips to hopefully get you a much better night's sleep that supports your overall good health. You've been listening to NaturalDocRadio.com, and remember to tune in on a regular basis, because always there are updates that are supportive of your good health. Bye-bye.